So apparently the way we build products is completely changing because now anyone can code. And when I say anyone, I mean your non-technical product manager who's been secretly wishing they could build their own prototypes for years. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. There's this thing called vibe coding that's spreading through product teams like wildfire. If you haven't heard this term yet, get ready because it's about to be everywhere. Essentially, vibe coding is using AI tools to generate functional prototypes from natural language prompts. You literally just describe what you want. I need a dashboard with three graphs showing user metrics, and boom, you get working code. Here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just a cute little experiment anymore. According to reports, about 25% of Y Combinator's winter 2025 startups are using code bases that are roughly 95% AI generated. That's not a small number. We're talking about venture-backed companies building their entire products this way. And the appeal is obvious, right? What used to take weeks, the back and forth between product managers, designers, and engineers, now takes minutes. A product manager identifies a problem, prompts an AI, iterates through a few follow-ups, and suddenly has something they can actually show to users or stakeholders. No Figma files, no dev tickets, no sprint planning, just an idea and a prompt. And honestly, I think this changes everything about how products get built. Or maybe nothing. Let me explain. On one hand, this democratizes the ability to create software. On the other hand, there's this massive quality gap. AI-generated code works, but it's often messy, buggy, and completely unscalable. It's like the difference between a quick sketch and an architectural blueprint. Both communicate an idea, but you wouldn't want to build a skyscraper based on the sketch. But here's the thing, though. While everyone was watching this vibe coding revolution happen, something else was quietly taking shape. New governance models for how these tools actually fit into professional workflows. Smart companies aren't just letting anyone generate code and push it to production. They're establishing guardrails. They're defining clear ownership boundaries. They're treating these AI-generated prototypes as conversation starters, not final products. And they're creating structured handoff processes between the quick and dirty prototyping phase and the, okay, now we need to actually build this for real phase. Carnegie Mellon University is even requiring students to create vibe-coded prototypes instead of sketches now. Think about that shift. They're saying, don't just imagine it, build a working version of it, even if you're not a developer. That's a fundamental change in how we think about the product development process. What's fascinating is how this is reshaping team dynamics. When product managers can create functional prototypes themselves, engineers can focus on building scalable, maintainable systems instead of rushing to visualize every new idea. It's not about replacing developers, it's about letting everyone operate at their highest level of contribution. The key seems to be balance. Use AI to go from zero to something in minutes. But then bring in human expertise for the critical review. Document your process. Set standards for prompts. Review for bugs and UI issues. And most importantly, know when to transition from prototype to production code. Quick hits before we go. Tools like Lovable are emerging specifically to help product teams create high-fidelity UIs without coding skills. Andre Karpathy, formerly of OpenAI, has been popularizing this approach and driving adoption. And product teams report that this approach is leading to stronger product thinking overall, as ideas can be validated or killed much faster. That's your blend for today. We're watching a fascinating shift in who gets to create software and how it gets made. The question isn't whether AI will change product development, it already has. The real question is whether we'll find the right balance between speed and quality, between democratization and expertise. I'll see you tomorrow.